Wilson's Miami Mutual Bank. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check here, and then I'd like to take you out for a steak dinner.
Are you a real life pirate?
I sure am, little lady.
The jump seat is open.
It's been a while since I've done this. Which one's the jump seat again?
Dr. Connors to the ER.
This is irrefutable evidence that the defendant is lying.
Frank has the choice of deciding whether or not he's going to live with his mother and his father. And this is this choice that he never thought he would have to face. And it instinctively, he runs away from the situation. He doesn't know how to deal with it. And through a series of misadventures, he starts to discover what he wants to do. And his only talent, with no money out on the street, is to start to con people.
Dr. Connolly? Dr. Harris?
Thank you.
Dr. Ashland?
Dr. Connolly.
You gonna take roll every night?
Yes, I will, Dr. Ashland. And if you're gonna be late, I suggest you bring a note.
Miss Ashman. Miss Mace. Miss Strong.
Here.
Nurse Brown. Nurse Sanford.
I look at it as one of the most adventurous films I've ever made, one of the best times I've ever had, certainly the most energy being put out on my part and energy being put out by all the people around me into making a movie. I mean, it was sincerely a supercharged experience. I don't know if it could ever be duplicated in that sense. I love being absorbed in a completely different world and walking around in an environment where in all the sets and all the characters are dressed in period costume. To me, it makes everything slightly surreal.
Mr. and Mrs. Abagnale, this is not a question of your son's attendance. I regret to inform you that for the past week, Frank has been teaching Mrs. Glass's French class.
He what?
Your son has been pretending to be a substitute teacher, lecturing the students, giving out homework. Mrs. Glasser has been ill, and there was some confusion with the real sub. Your son held a teacher-parent conference yesterday and was planning a class field trip to a French bread factory in Trenton. Do you see the problem we have?
You know, it was like a theater group or something like that. We were constantly creating things on the day, moving to a new location and saying, okay, what if we completely change this around? And this frenetic pace, I think, gave the movie so much life and energy. I think that there's a certain defiance and a childlike quality in the title, Catch Me If You Can, and I think that has a lot to do with the ego of this young, cocky kid who thinks he could defy everyone and in fact does.
You will go to prison.
You're gonna have to catch me.